Senegal's Constitutional Council has announced that Mr. Wade officially took nearly 56% of the vote in the election 2 weeks ago. The court rejected appeals by opposition leaders, including Socialist Party candidate Ousmane Tano Dieng. Dieng finished third in the election. Dieng has complained of voters casting multiple ballots, people using voting cards that were not their own, and refugees from neighboring countries coming into Senegal to vote. A spokesman for Dieng's party, Mamadou Barry, says the High Court has historically sided with the president.
There has been a history of the court taking the side of the president. We have seen that so many times. We're not surprised. We just wanted to go legally and see what the response of the court would be. But we're absolutely not surprised, but we're disappointed.
International observers say the election was held in a generally satisfactory manner. They say there were some irregularities, but none were serious enough to affect the outcome of the vote. Barry says the results may be finalized, but the political battle is not over for his party.
The constitutional or the court battle is finished, but the political battle is not finished. And we still have elections ahead for the House of the Parliament, so we're going to be fighting to get our majority there.
The opposition Socialist Party ruled Senegal politics for decades before Mr. Wade came to power. Spokesman with Mr. Wade's party, Abdourahmane Dai, says Senegal's electoral process is well organized and leaves no room for fraud.
There is nothing irregular in these elections. They know it. You medias were there in the process, in the electoral process, from the registration to the proclamation of the results. All the candidates have got their delegates at all stages. It is impossible, unthinkable.
And Dai says that as Mr. Wade stated in his victory speech last week, opposition leader and second-place candidate Idrissa Seck will be investigated on accusations that he stole money from the state while he was in government. Seck spent more than half a year in jail related to a corruption probe, but was released before the election. Senegal is widely viewed as one of the most peaceful and stable democracies in West Africa. Mr. Wade, in his 80s, is to serve a 5-year term in the nation where a lack of employment opportunities has caused a wave of thousands of would-be illegal migrants each year to strike out in rickety canoes headed for Spain's Canary Islands. Carrie Barber for VOA News, Dakar.